Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
It is. I have a potential claimant on the phone, Kiala, Kiala.
Perfect. I do
Bradley.
have her information, Bradley.
All right,
And then,
perfect.
okay. And phone number 706-575-6665.
Yes, ma'am. I'll transfer her now.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, Miss Bradley, you're in good hands. I'm transferring you now. Have a nice
Thank
day.
you so much. You too.
Hi, Miss Bradley. My name is Denise on a recorded line. I'll be assisting you further. So we'll go through some questions together. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have an attorney assisting you at the moment?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And were you by any chance diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. How long ago is this?
Yes, ma'am, it was in 2018.
Oh, wow, in 2018. How are you feeling presently?
I still feel a little tired, you know. My body, it be a little different, you know, for me. One day I'm up, one day I'm down. It be different.
Yeah, every day is a new day for sure. One day
Yeah.
at a time.
You know, one day you're feeling like you're fine, and next you're like, oh, I'm in pain a little.
Yeah, I do keep hearing that from different people that have been diagnosed with meningioma. It's like one day at a time for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and was the meningioma of the brain or the spine?
Yes, ma'am, it was the brain. I had brain tumor.
Okay, so it was the brain. And the date of diagnosis, I know you mentioned 2018. Do you have the actual date? If not, we can narrow it down like with a guesstimate.
So that was like a estimate that you said when I was diagnosed with it.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Can you put September 16, 2020?
Oh, okay. So you were not diagnosed in 2018. It was
No, ma'am, it's
2020.
September. September 16, 2020.
Okay, got it. No problem. So let me put that on here. September
Was
15th.
just talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was talking to my baby girl over there.
Oh, okay. No worries. And what is your date of birth?
5/4/1998.
5/4/1998.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 5/4/1998. Okay. And then do you know of anybody that was injured as well by the Depo Provera that we can help?
Not at the moment. It's a lot of people in the world, but you know, not at the moment. I may do.
Yeah, and you can
I just
always
can't
reach
think of
out
it
to
right off
me.
the top.
You can always reach out to me in case something does come up in the near future. Well, you know, I will give you my direct line, okay, Miss Bradley?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you take the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you by any chance remember if there was like a different name, like Depo Sub-Q Provera or generic? Or do you just
Not that,
remember it to
I
be
don't
Depo
remember.
Provera? That's it. Depo Provera.
It wasn't a generic one.
Okay. No problem. We'll put Depo
The
Provera.
one that, you heard me? It was the one where I had to take 150 milligrams.
Oh, let me look that up. 150 milligrams. You were not taking the shot?
Every 3 months.
Oh, so it was 150 milligrams and in a shot form every 3 months?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, got it. Okay. Let me look it up really quickly to see if I find anything on that. Okay. It looks like it's just double Provera. Okay, no problem. So you did use double Provera for at least 1 year minimum, Ms. Bradley?
I did.
And that would be the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months. Is that correct?
Correct.
Within 1 year, can you please confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
I started the depot in 2018, and I started experiencing side effects from it September 2020. I stopped taking the depot. It'll have to be an estimated guess. What day did I stop? When I stopped taking it. No, I'm talking the actual date. I can't think of the actual date. I know it was September 2020, though. I don't want to give you no wrong date.
Oh, no problem. We can do a guesstimate. It doesn't have to be exact. So the date of diagnosis was 9/15 of 2020. Did you stop taking Depo before or after your diagnosis?
After.
Okay. So would you say it was like 9/20 of 2020?
Yes, ma'am. You can say that.
Okay.
You sound about accurate with me.
Okay.
I'll be trying to keep up with the date.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You fine, go ahead.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis? So within 1 year, you did get 4 injections, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then now, the question is, when did you start? So I know you said 2018. We do need to narrow it down. So would it be the summer of 2018, the winter, when you started?
I think around August.
Okay. We'll put August.
Yeah.
And then is it safe to say like August 5th or the 10th or the 15th?
Do August the 5th. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's put August the 5th of 2018, and then you stopped 9/20 of 2020 after your diagnosis.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that. And let's see. Can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a female.
And then your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then let me just input your name in this section. 1 second here. Do you have a middle initial, Ms. Bradley?
A B. Yes, ma'am. B as in boy.
Okay. So first name, K-I-A-L-A, middle initial, B as in boy, last name, B. R-A-D-L-E-Y.
Correct.
Okay. And then, Ms. Bradley, we will be needing a social security for the law firm to do an identity verification to match your medical records. So this is for your protection.
Okay.
And whenever you're ready, I'll type it in.
675-01-1592.
Okay, 675-01-1592, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have an email address, Bradley, and then kiala47@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. Bradley kiala47@gmail.com. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Bradley, but I don't have your full name. It just says Bradley and then K-I-L-A. Is that wrong?
That's wrong. It's K-I-A-L-A.
Got it.
Bradley.
let me correct that really quickly. That's how it came through. One second here. So last name, first name, and then 47@gmail.com. Thank you for correcting me.
Yes, ma'am.
And
I'm
then,
sorry, the baby's
here. Oh, no, no problem at all. So the primary phone number is 706-575-6665.
Yes, ma'am.
That is the mobile number, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Best time of the day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
Okay. And then your home address?
2819-2819 Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N, Street, 31906.
What state?
Columbus, Georgia, United States.
Okay. 31906. Is there an apartment or a unit number?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
It's a house.
Okay, perfect. And then, let's see here. Was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
No, it was by a doctor.
By a doctor, okay.
The Michael Johnson. He's a doctor in Finney City, Alabama.
Alabama. Okay, we'll definitely look him up shortly. I did make a note. How many times were you injected with the product?
I say roughly 7 to 8 shots in total.
Okay. And let's see here. What is the name of the doctor medical staff member that administered the Depo Provera? And you did say it was Michael Johnson in Alabama. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. It was Dr. Michael W. Johnson. He's in Finney City, Alabama. It's a clinic called Family Care Clinic.
Family Care Clinic. Okay, let's look him up really quickly. I did find Michael W. Johnston, MD. It says Phoenix City, Alabama. Let me enter that information. And then you said it was Family Care Clinic. Is that correct?
Correct. 36870.
Okay, I'll definitely look them up right now because I'm seeing a different address on here.
Dr. Michael W. Johnson?
Yes, I did find him. He's not coming up under that center, so I'm just going to look up the center really quickly. Family.
My family room? Yes, ma'am. Family Care Clinic.
Family Care Clinic.
One seat court.
Do you have the address? I can look it up really quickly. It's not coming up with the name.
Yes, 7 Wind Suite Court. The number 7, W-I-N-D-S. As a snake, W-E-E-P, Court, Finney City, Alabama, 36870.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, yeah, it did come up with that address. Thank you again for confirming that. And then let me just put the phone number. It's coming up as 334-297-5555.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a 334 number.
Perfect. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
It was both of them, the MRI and the CAT scan.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. They had ran the MRI, CAT scan, and biopsy on me.
Oh, okay, okay. And a biopsy as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
The doctor that diagnosed me?
Yes.
Dr. Brian Russell.
Brian Russell in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
No. Not Alabama. You heard me, ma'am?
Yes. What? Where?
This is from Mr. Michael. Alabama is Mr. Michael. I'm saying
yes.
You have to quit. Dr. Brian Russell, he's Columbus.
Columbus. Got
well,
it.
I'm in Columbus, Georgia. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Where I'm at.
Okay, perfect. So I did pull him up, Dr. Brian Russell, MD, neurosurgeon in Columbus. Let me enter his information really quickly. Was there a specific facility name that you went to?
I have the 710 Center Street.
Did you say 710th Street?
710th Street. I'm out. It's 710 Center Street.
710. Okay.
Center Street.
Okay. Let me look up to see what address is on here. He's coming up with different addresses, but I'll look up that address really quickly.
No problem. You should see 31901 if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's coming up with an address of 1538 13th Avenue, Columbus, Georgia. And then I believe there's a different address as well that I saw. Let me see.
Yes,
yeah,
it's
he keeps coming up with the 1538 13th Avenue.
It should say the hospital. It should say Piedmont Columbus Regional.
Yes, I just looked it up with the address you provided, and it did come up as Piedmont Columbus Regional. Okay.
Yes, that's what it should say.
Got it. One second here.
First car on the phone.
Let me enter the phone number. And then he's a neurosurgeon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, neurosurgeon.
Okay, perfect. So now we have all his information. What type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? And were there any... Sorry, let me ask you this first. Were there any prior cancer diagnosis, Ms. Bradley?
Ma'am?
No. Were there any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma? Did you have any cancer diagnosis?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
You said for the meningioma?
Yes.
What did it do for me?
Yeah, as far as treatment, what was your treatment?
Oh, I underwent through craniotomy. I can never get that word correct. They be laughing at me when I try to say it. It's craniotomy. I can spell it, but I can never pronounce it.
No problem. Let me look it up really quickly to make sure I spelled it correctly. I know these medical terms can sound a little... different when we say yeah, I do have it here, craniotomy.
Yeah, it's taken to remove the tumor, followed by radiation therapy and antibiotics.
Antibiotics.
Yes, ma'am.
Craniotomy, and then did you say radiation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It was followed by radiation therapy.
Okay. Yeah, I did write that down. Radiation, antibiotics, craniotomy.
And antibiotics. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what was your treating doctor's name?
For the, you said for the I can't pronounce it.
Meningioma with whoever did the craniotomy, antibiotics, radiation.
Wasn't it Dr. Brian Russell.
Okay. So he diagnosed you and he also treated you. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let me copy and paste the same information. Just take me a few seconds here.
No, you're fine. I'm crazy.
Okay, so I just re-entered that information. And so now it's asking your prescribing doctor. So this was the doctor who was prescribing the double Provera. And I know earlier you mentioned it was Michael Johnston.
Mr. Michael Johnston, yes, ma'am, in Finney City.
Okay, let me enter that information here. Okay, so I went ahead and entered that information, and as far as the pharmacy, so what pharmacy did you use for any depo-related or meningioma medication, items,
The pharmacy was Universal Road, Walgreens.
Okay. Walgreens in Georgia, and was it Columbus or?
Yes, ma'am, it was Columbus.
Okay. I did pull up a Walgreens. There's one on 7869 Veterans Parkway. Does that sound like the one?
The one on Buena Vista Road.
Let's see.
Is that Walgreens or CVS? Right now, across from Christmas. That's where I get my medicine picked up at. That's Walgreens.
So it was Walgreens. And you said it was Benefits Road?
Buena Vista, BUE.
Oh, Buena Vista.
Long.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. I did see Buena Vista in that list. Let me go back. Here it is. Okay. Let's see. 4808 Buena Vista Road, and then Columbus, Georgia, 31907, phone number 706, 569-9439, and then, let's see, Walgreens Pharmacy. Okay, got it. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma, Ms. Bradley?
Yes, ma'am. For a week.
For a week you were hospitalized. Okay. What dates were you hospitalized for meningioma?
It was 2 days after diagnosis. I don't know the exact date.
Because your date of diagnosis was 9/15 of 2020. And then were you hospitalized during the time you started your treatment?
Yes, ma'am. Say, I want to say it was 9/18/2020.
9/18/2020. Okay. Okay. Let me put that in here. 9/18/2020 for 2 days. Okay. And I'm just entering some notes here. And do you by any chance have a copy of your medical records, Ms. Bradley?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And should, I mean, this is only, should the law firm require you for you to send in what you do have, would you be able to send them in through mail, electronically, or both?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So both, electronically or mail? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then as far as an emergency contact, we do request somebody that in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. And this helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Yes, ma'am, live with me.
Okay. And then what is the first name?
Zachary, Z-A-C-H-E-R-Y.
Okay.
Dodson, D-O-D-S-O-N.
D-O-D-S-O-N. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. 706-332-0322. Oh, hold on, wait. 706-575-0322. I'm sorry. I'm just making
no
up
problem.
A number. Lord.
775-0322.
That's the old number. I'm acting crazy.
0322, correct?
Correct.
Okay. No problem at all. And then relationship to Zachary?
Husband.
Okay.
My kids, dad, where are you? Put husband.
Okay, because earlier you mentioned single. Should I put, are you married or?
No, I'm not married.
Oh,
you can put what the best, you know what I'm saying.
Significant other. Okay. Okay, got it. And then as far as an email address, Ms. Bradley, for Zachary, would you like to provide an email address?
Yes, ma'am. Z-A-C-H.
Zach. Z-H-Z-H.
Zach. Z-A-C-H. Zach with an H instead of a K.
Oh, Z-A-Z-H. I'm sorry. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, ma'am. Z-A-C-H, the letter C.
Yes.
Okay, Zach Dodson, D-O-D-S-O-N, 2020 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com, got it. Okay, kyle.2020@gmail.com. And then the emergency contact address, is he in Georgia as well?
Correct.
Okay. So it looks like we have completed everything. I'm going to review everything one last time to make sure that there are no typos before we create a DocuSign. Mainly the correct spelling of your name, Social Security, all that. So let me scroll back up really quickly, and then we'll go through this quickly. First and foremost, you would like to participate in the double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. And you are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking double Provera for at least 1 year. Date of diagnosis, 9/15 of 2020. Date of birth, 5/4 of 1998. You did take the name brand injectable contraceptive double Provera. And you did take it at least four injections prior to your diagnosis, four injections at once every 3 months. And usage start date, 8/5 of 2018. Usage stop date, 9/20 of 2020. Then I have here female, single, and then K-I-A-L-A, first name, B as in boy, middle initial, last name B-R-A-D-L-E-Y. I have a social security of 67501-1592. I have an email address, Bradley, and then your first name, 47@gmail.com. I have a phone number of 706-575-6665. I have an address of 2819 Baldwin Street, Columbus, Georgia, 31906, no apartment or unit number. And then I have everything else as far as your diagnosing doctor, your treating doctor, all that good stuff. Does everything sound accurate?
Okay, everything sounds accurate, but the address, did you say 2819 Baldwin Street, B-A-L-D-W-I-N?
Yes, 2819 and then Baldwin Street.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. 31906, Columbus, Georgia.
Correct.
Okay. Awesome. So if everything else sounds great, I will be sending you a DocuSign now. And then once you receive it, please confirm, and I will stay on the phone in case you have any questions, okay?
Okay, just a second.
Give me 1 second. We've had some issues today, unfortunately, some tech issues. I am seeing that it's giving me an error message, not because we did anything wrong, but because they are in the process of updating these forms. So it has nothing to do with you or me. Let me just make sure that everything looks good, though. Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Okay, let's try this again. It looks like it went through this time. So please let me know when you do receive it.
It's coming to my email?
Yes.
I see it, the DocuSign.
Yes. And again, I will stay right here in case you need my assistance. It's rather simple. It will prompt you on where to sign, where to initial. And please let me know if you need any help.
Okay, I'm just waiting on it to load.
Okay, no problem. And then meanwhile, I'll be composing a text message with my direct number and also the law firm's number as well.
I'm coming. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
It's finished.
Oh, it is. Okay, awesome. Let me look really quickly to make sure that everything looks good before we hang up, okay? I'll be quick. Because it sounds like you're busy over there. So let's see. Signature. Initial signature. Perfect. So everything looks great, Ms. Bradley. Thank you so much for your patience through it all. I know you had two phone calls to get through in order to, you know, to see if you meet the minimum criteria, and it looks like you did. So I will be sending over a text message with my direct line, also the law firm's information. I would say give them about a week for them to reach out. If they do not reach out within a week, you're more than welcome to call them directly, and they can look up your case and give you status updates on your case, okay?
Okay.
I wish you the best, Ms. Bradley. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Happy holidays to you and your family, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Of course. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.